Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you kind of there's a lull there in the summertime, and then sort of on the horizons, you see school,
yes.
The start of school, and things yes. start to pick up again. I have the sense that's what's happening.
Well, but even with that, as this whole area is growing and thriving, there's a lot more going on now than there used to be, which is, to me, is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So I know the start dates are different for all the different school districts.
And yes.
I don't want to get into that too much, but Greenville's starting up August 20th.
Right.
And so the Ridgecrest Baptist Church has a thing that I think this is new, isn't it?
They've done it probably. It could be close to somewhere between 8 and 10 years
really?
That they've
well.
Done it. And it's really become a big deal, and it's wonderful. They provide school supplies, backpacks with school supplies for pre-certified kids in the community. And registration is actually already closed. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be packing and distributing bags this coming weekend. So there's going to be still a lot of opportunity. And I've been over there before and helped pack the backpacks. And, I mean, they do hundreds of them. And you walk around carrying a backpack and you put all the stuff in it. And they literally get the full school supply list for these kids. And then they do eye exams and they do, they have some doctors there to check on things. They'll do haircuts. They do, you know, lots of the things that just help get a kid ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an amazing event.
So Wednesday of this week at 9:30 and Thursday at 9, then they're putting the supplies
yes.
together.
Yes. And right now they're doing all of it at Bowie School because they're remodeling the church building, a major remodel.
Yep. Yep.
And so everything has shifted over to Bowie School.
And then this Saturday, they'll be distributing
yes.
the backpacks. And then
yes.
again, Saturday, August 26th, I guess that's the Saturday after school starts. They have another.
Well, and that's the one that's the Greenville Community North Association. And that's, everybody registers at one time, but then they kind of, for some of the kids, it's done in a different part of town. Where it's maybe a little bit easier for some of them to get there.
I see.
It's really, really neat. Volunteers are needed and welcome for the stuffing,
mm-hmm.
and there's jobs for everybody. If they'd like to have anybody that wants to volunteer, contact them ahead of time, and you can Google Tools for Schools Greenville, Texas. And it'll take you to the Ridgecrest webpage that deals with Tools for Schools. And there's an email there you can get to sign up.
I see.
Very easy.
We have here in Commerce, we have something called Stuff the Bus, which is similar to that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville and events taking place throughout Greenville and Hunt County. You said you have something in your new newsletter. I had not heard of this before. Landon Winery has something they call a barrel room tour on Saturdays.
Yes. Now, they do it the first Saturday of every month. And I got to tell you, when I have out-of-town company and it falls on that time, that is a great way to entertain folks. It's at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. You don't have to have reservations. You show up. It's $35 a person. Well worth it. They take you in the back room, and for 2 hours, you are guided through all of a variety of the different wines that they make, starting with the whites and working your way through. They teach you about how they make wine, how they age it, how they blend it. They usually have some cheese and things there, so you can taste how wine goes with food or plain. It's an amazing education process, and it's lots of fun. If you're lucky enough to get it when Bob Landon himself does it, it's a party. It really is. And, you know, afterwards, my suggestion is you probably find somewhere not too far away and maybe go grab a sandwich or something because you're going to need it. Because, you know, I mean, he's just unbelievably generous with both the pours and with what you get to taste.
Yeah.
But it's... a number of my friends who do a lot of the local or do regional winery tours around Texas and everything have all said the best thing they've done anywhere is this barrel room tour. First Saturday of every month, 2 o'clock.
Fantastic. That's coming up this coming Saturday.
Yes, this coming Saturday.
Don't have a lot of time left, but Bras for the Cause is gearing up. And
oh,
you all have
of
done
course.
A,
it's near and dear to my heart. Our
you've
kickoff
done a video.
Party. Yes, but our kickoff party is going to yep. be on Thursday, August 23rd. And that's when we will have T-shirts and yard signs. We'll have all the rules. We have all new categories this year that are based around our theme of Bras Rock. So it's going to be a whole rock and roll party this year for everything. And that's a lot of fun. And then we did a video for the Harold Banner lip sync competition. That's a lot of fun that you can see on the Bras for the Cause Facebook page. And once voting opens, we're going to encourage everybody to go vote for it.
And then the kickoff party Thursday, August 23rd is at Landon Winery.
Yes, it's at Landon Winery.
6:30 p.m.
Yes.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
I always enjoy it.
Wood Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.